tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. My name is Nikki Paranormal, and I'm just one of the hosts this evening. The other one, y'all know him. Some of you can tolerate him, Rob Zarek. What's up, Rob?
I don't know. I guess I'm tolerable. That could be my
sometimes
news.
To some people, perhaps. I thought that was funny. You didn't find it funny?
I did find it funny, but I was also a little sad.
Oh, I didn't mean to make you sad. That wasn't my intention. I do apologize.
It brought back painful memories from my childhood.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
When
I was
never
my
intention.
Intolerable.
Untolerable,
Rob.
You didn't know. Yes.
Untolerable.
You didn't know. I guess
no,
so. You know, it's not
sorry.
Your fault.
I'm bringing up those unresolved issues of the past. I do apologize.
The tears
my
are
bad.
Real. The pain.
I'm
you know,
sure.
Bullying's a thing.
Yeah, it is. That it is.
So.
Well, I didn't mean to bring up those feelings there, buddy. I'm so sorry. Was never, never my plan.
I don't know if I can go through with the holiday. The holiday special is supposed to be festive, and
that
joyful.
Was festive, festive AF.
Not hurtful.
Oh, my bad.
You didn't get the memo.
Sorry, I guess I just shared my holiday experience with you and our listeners.
Right,
dude. I'm not a huge fan of the whole, you know, Christmas thing, because honestly, Christmas is frigging expensive, and that makes me depressed.
You know,
I
enjoy the holidays. Not holidays. No. I only celebrate Christmas, so it's not like I celebrate any of the other holidays. You know, you say happy holidays, obviously, to cover all of them. I don't cover all of them, you know, myself. So, you know, I don't mind Christmas.
You don't.
No, I don't. It's an okay time of year. I think I like it better than. I like it better than some of the other holidays.
Right.
It's no Groundhog's Day, but it comes close.
Well, you know, Groundhog's Day just hasn't been the same.
No,
you
know,
like
we used to celebrate Groundhog's Day on Live Paranormal as a tradition, and we stopped doing it.
We used
it,
to.
And
yeah. We need to bring that back.
I think we do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that, maybe we'll make a big deal. We'll have a free reading, you know, night holiday special for Groundhog Day. We'll get a Groundhog to do the free readings.
That might be hard to interpret.
You never know.
Unless we have an interpreter of Groundhog.
Or we could get a pet psychic and have them read Groundhogs.
Okay.
I don't know how many people have pet Groundhogs. I think the thing would be we'd have to start now. Because
I actually had a friend who had one.
Okay, but you said
she
had.
She used to have one. Yeah.
So that eliminates
she
someone
doesn't
right
have
there.
It anymore. Oh, my bad.
That would be like, you know, when we post like free reading night, we usually get hundreds of responses. They want free readings. But I feel as if it was free readings for groundhogs, it might not get that kind of attention.
For groundhogs
and it might take,
or by groundhogs. There's a big difference.
I think we're going to go for groundhogs, because by groundhogs, I don't know.
Right,
or,
we wouldn't be able to understand. I don't know. Well, how would they ask their question? Mentally?
So here's the thing. I'm fine-tuning this on air, which I think is completely bizarre.
Is dangerous. Mm-hmm.
But we need someone like Lisa who can read pets to go and find a groundhog. And then she can ask the groundhog the people's questions, and then the groundhog will be able to mentally give her the answer, and then she can portray them on the radio.
Oh,
That would be the proper way to do groundhog breeding.
Word.
And I'm pretty sure we could do exclusive, never been done before. On top of
and
that.
And be legit, right, and be legitimate with that statement. Yeah.
First time in ever in the history of radio, like all radio, not just like podcasting, not live radio, just radio, all radio, first time ever. I don't think that's ever been done.
Me either. I think it's a safe statement to say, because I'm very much against the whole first ever. But in this instance, I think it's actually an accurate statement. So I'm cool with it.
But the thing is where do we get the groundhog? Do we get it? Does it have to be? It doesn't have to be a psychic groundhog, because I think we could say that all groundhogs have some sort of psychic ability. I need to figure out the logistics of it. Like, do we have Lisa just find a random groundhog? You know, go groundhogging. I don't know if that's the right term. Do you go groundhogging?
I don't know. Oh, now I have so many more questions. I don't even know where to go now. It's like I have a lot of questions.
Well, we know we got to go groundhogging.
Groundhogging, yes. Don't even know how you do that, but I definitely think that, like, okay. I get.
Well, and I think they're mean, too, right?
They can be. I think, like, if you were to just, like, try to take in a grown, if you will, or older groundhog, that I don't think it would take too kindly to that idea. But if you were to find one that's been, like, abandoned or whatever and in need of help and you were to nurse it to health, I think they, speaking from my friend's experience, hers was pretty cool, actually. I'm not suggesting anybody go out and, like, get pet groundhogs, per se, because I'm pretty sure they probably do carry a lot of diseases. Just try to avoid them with your car tires.
We're actually,
That's fair.
Suggesting people get psychic readings by a groundhog. So, really, I don't think it goes anywhere but up from there. So, we can suggest anything, you know.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say now. I think we're so far gone, it's like, whew.
If restart was only an option on live radio.
True that. Yeah.
It does bring back memories of the documentary on the psychic horse. And you know, we could do a special psychic horse, you know, like show for like the Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
Well, I was trying to think of, like, any other kind of, like, special horse, like, days. I don't think there's, like, a special horse day. That's, like, a holiday wrapped around a horse.
There probably is one, but anyway, I think we're really off course here. I think we need to steer it back
horse
in. we gotta steer this back. I don't think there's going to be a point of no return soon if we keep going. That'd be tragic.
No, you said steer.
So let's bring it back around.
I thought we were going with another different animal reading, but that's fine.
No. Happy holidays, everybody. Welcome to the chaos of live paranormal. Nothing has changed there.
This is one of those, you know, it's a holiday special with free readings. We're kind of giving back to our listeners. So the fact that we're giving away something, that means they have to actually put up with the nonsense that goes along with it.
Ah, okay, fair enough.
And obviously, if you're listening to this on the podcast version, you cannot win the prize of a free reading. So
try again later.
For live only. Yeah, okay. Why aren't you listening to us live? That's what you need to ask yourself.
Yeah, it's true. I promise you, we're even more entertaining live. Oh, probably didn't know that was possible.
In person.
Even better.
Well, and it's been kind of it's been a good year when it comes to our investigations and live streams and evidence. We've gotten a lot of good evidence this year, so I was happy with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have.
Not all has been posted.
Right.
But,
we have a lot to post. A lot.
years worth. I don't know how you get years worth posted. So I think 2022 is the year of posting.
The year of endless clips being posted. Because trust me when I say, like, I think we have, I can't even give you a number of how many videos or how many posts we could make or how many, the amount of money that I spend monthly on storage for all these files and all the backup drives that I have purchased over the years. It's like, I may get nauseous if I talk about it. I can't talk about it.
Well, prior to our last investigation, I uploaded both cameras to my desktop. None of those videos have been reviewed. There are some that might be, we had the camera running while we live streamed, or we had the camera running while we shot with a different device. So, those are there. But they've never been reviewed. And I think there was 167 files.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just from, two camera pulls, which is probably a good, a good thing or two.
Yeah.
That full, it was only one day.
Right.
Or one trip. It's like, we have so much stuff going on. One camera
right.
full with endless videos to watch. And I'll be asking you, some of them, and the reason why some of them, they break down 12 hours into, probably 10 different clips. But we have a lot to review, a lot to put up. And, a lot to, stream. I think we actually could stream footage and have, what our goal for 2022 is to have, people who like the Live Paranormal Facebook page and possibly other social medias as well to be able to watch the footage raw and to be able to, catch it for the first time. And we'll be shooting those on Facebook Live and other social media sites. And that's something we really have strived to put together, and we're actually almost finished with that. So that'll be good.
Yes, definitely. I agree.
So we have, for the holiday special, we have our good friend, Lisa.
Yes. Yes, we do.
The purple
Shall
dahlia.
I bring her in?
Not your
not,
average medium.
Not.
When you asked me if we should bring any of our guests in, and my first inclination is always to say no, because that's just my personality. So I feel as if you set me up.
Well,
there,
we're bringing her in anyway. Okay.
All right, let's bring her in.
All right.
You know I can hear you, right?
Yes.
Sometimes I think you forget we're on air and other people can hear everything.
Okay. So let's recap. You want to do something special for Groundhog's Day, right?
We would like to do a psychic reading with
the
groundhog.
Okay. And you want it done for a groundhog, by a groundhog, somebody that's a pet psychic, right? Right?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's an idea.
It's my birthday. I was born on Groundhog's Day. So that makes me official groundhog baby. So that classifies me as a groundhog. Oh,
you're
yeah.
linked and connected.
Exactly.
Holler.
And the whole time you're going on about this, I'm like, they know I can hear them, right?
I love it.
I don't know anything about horses, so I can't help you on that one. Although they are pretty
smart,
but they do come across as divas most of the time. But then again, they're bigger than most humans, so yeah, they can pull the diva card.
Yes, they can.
Well,
For sure.
So what about the evidence? You have more evidence you haven't released yet?
Oh, my God, honey.
So we have
We've got more.
I love evidence. I love going over it. I like listening to it. I mean, I know that's probably weird, but it's satisfying.
Oh, I remember back when I used to find it satisfying. It is when you find something. It's just those countless hours that you don't that hurt. You know?
This is true. It's like hurry up and wait.
For next year, we're going to start streaming our footage live. And people can watch it for the first time. And then they can see it, you know, hey, we found this, we found that. There's a lot of places that we've gone to that we've run, you know, just we've let a camera run to see if anything was captured over a long period of time. So we're gonna run those live. And, we have enough to probably run 24/7 for one whole year, if not more.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Earlier on a project that I'd love some help on, because, you know, what better way to do it than to have, like, a newbie try to do it by yourself, which is not going to happen. I need a little assistance. So, yeah, we can totally do that. I was going to go live anyways.
Awesome. Yeah, I can definitely help you with that. I got you, girl.
Best friends in paranormal, live paranormal.
That's right.
Listen,
we try to help.
Goes down paranormal is always on live paranormal. It doesn't matter what media platform. If it's happening, you guys have done it. If it hasn't happened yet, you guys will do it.
I love that. I love that.
There's not, literally, there's not one aspect of live paranormal that isn't pertinent, fresh, present. I mean, you got the ITC with Rob and Josh. Oh, my God, those shows. You wouldn't think, oh, okay, that's like way above my pay grade. But no, once you get into it, it's like a special club where we're all like family. So there's no like, you know, feeling awkward. You hear what you hear on the EVPs. You know what you're hearing. And like when they do police things, like they send a criminal in to do something in the crowd. And then 3 seconds later, they go, okay, what did you see? Usually no two people give the same views or the same description. It's ironic that everybody gets the same description.
Right.
Like, he's onto something. He's really onto something. And then, of course, it's not just paranormal. It isn't just psychics. I mean, there's investigations. There's animals that, like, you know, can do psychic answers and stuff. But you have everything. You've got the ITC guys. You've got tarot readers. You've got mediums. You've got the professor on there. I mean, you guys pretty much got every corner of the thing done. It's awesome. I remember when I first started watching you guys, I was like every night or every weekend night, I was like, okay, this is what I'm doing for tonight. And that's how I met my page moderators. Because you guys didn't know I was psychic when I first started watching you, because like I was kind of like, you know, being a little wallflower. And then the more I watched you guys, the more comfortable I felt, like, okay, maybe they should probably know that I'm psychic.
Okay, no one listening who has ever heard you as a guest on our show has ever thought that you would be a wallflower.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. Weird, right?
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say psychic, which is kind of weird.
If I go in a room and they don't know I'm psychic, I don't go in there and be like, hi, I'm psychic. So if I am at an investigation, like say when I was with the Lizzie Board, I didn't go in there with the sweatshirt that said, oh, look, I'm a psychic. I'm with this paranormal group. I wouldn't like everybody else. Nobody knew, and just one woman kept saying, you're holding something back. I'm like, nope. There's something you're not saying, probably. There's something you're holding back. And then after that little incident, it was like, oh, game on now, bro. Yeah, so I don't usually go in and announce that I'm a psychic. So I try to be the wallflower. It's just that once I find I'm comfortable, that's it. I'm unleashed. Not always a good thing.
There you go.
But not always a bad thing. So what do you guys got planned for New Year's Eve? Are we doing anything or not doing anything? Are we all going to bed early?
I'm working.
Oh, Nikki.
We can do a show.
Totally. Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a show.
Yeah. I can do that.
We can plan it. We can advertise it. And we can actually do it. And maybe we'll have something.
I'll do some premonitions for this coming year. Because first
Ooh,
of all, I wasn't
I love
wrong
it.
In the stimulus package. I was not wrong about the pandemic. And I wasn't wrong in that we'd still be in the middle of this storm right now. Because it's still here for a little bit while longer.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to say.
I know.
I wasn't wrong about the presidency thing. And that one there, that one, the spirit kept me on my toes. Because every day I was like, and? And then one day they just blurted it out. I was like, oh, my God, really? Okay.
Right.
Yeah, we could totally do that.
Yeah.
Or we could do
that
for Groundhog's Day. Because isn't that like the one where the movie keeps going, it keeps replaying?
Yes.
We could
replay the same piece of evidence over and
yeah,
over.
Yeah, I wasn't that amused.
It's the
As Groundhog
show.
Baby, I wasn't that amused.
Yeah, I'm sure. It kind of got old.
That's
the first time you saw it. It's not like you needed to watch it again. You already could basically know every line.
Yeah,
over
pretty
and
much.
Over.
First 10 minutes, you're good.
You could
you
aim
need.
High and try to get Bill Murray on the show.
You should.
Okay. Get on it, Rob. Get on it.
Listen, I'm having the time of my life being like the Chris Angel of psychics. I just go onto other people's pages and I just like, hi. And they're like, do I know you? I'm like, no. But let me tell you something. And they're like, oh, my God. Like, how did you do that? There's no way I could have Googled them. It might have been their first time on, like, you know, TikTok or Facebook or whatever. And I just, I don't know. I'm having the time of my life doing it that way. Expect the unexpected. That's all.
That's right. Right.
Okay, so which one is having car trouble right now? Because I feel like somebody didn't fill their fluids up or antifreeze or something.
Well, I need an oil change.
I think we both had a kind of crappy look.
Okay, so he jinxed me. He jinxed me. Uh-huh. He was talking about my car and, like, you know, talking about, you know, if I were to trade it in or something, you know, and I actually awkward even talking about it because my car is not that far from me. And I feel like it's listening. Psychosis,
yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
They do but, have a mind of their own.
Well, no, I think they're influenced heavily by the conversation, kind of like Facebook comes up with those ads of stuff you were just talking about. Yeah, so what happens, all these people are flashing their high beams at me, and I'm like, my brights aren't on. Ugh. And I kept saying something. Like, all these people are flashing their lights at me because I had a headlight out. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I've noticed in my car, whenever my husband drives it, something goes wrong.
Oh, well, then you need to keep him out of it.
That's the rule. Unfortunately,
yep.
He doesn't always like to listen, but that's the rule.
Right.
Because my sons will say, oh, Dad worked on your car? Yeah, so when is it going into the mechanics? I'm like, tomorrow. Because you weren't here to fix my car for Mama.
Right.
Why would you let? I go, I didn't let him. I came downstairs and, oh, what are you doing to my car? There's all these pieces hanging out
happening.
Of it. That's not good.
Right.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be extra parts, right?
Yeah. There's
hopefully an
extra part, and then there's no extra parts or not enough.
Hopefully you're picking
right.
up on the past, because I just spent a decent amount of money getting my car fixed.
Yeah, you did.
So I
Somebody
hope that
just
if
said
it's...
something about fluids in the car. It's either antifreeze, oil, window wiper fluid. There's something about the fluid in the car.
Oh, boy. A new thing to have to look at. I definitely need to check mine.
I don't think it's like a major thing. I think it's like you just have to buy the stuff and pour it in. Except for the oil change,
right.
That you kind of do need to do something for. But other than that, the rest of the stuff, I think you just pour it in.
Yeah.
It also could be the time of the year, too, because this is like the really first cold we've had.
Right. So it's always
but
tire
it,
time.
It doesn't
it's time to fill
like
your tires.
Christmas. It feels like fall. It doesn't feel like Christmas. You know what I mean? We're a little behind on the weather part.
For sure. Definitely. Super weird. Super weird year.
Okay, who's been having high anxiety lately, like racing of a heartbeat?
I don't know, maybe I have.
Probably both of us. Yeah.
Well,
I've noticed it the last couple of days.
You need to take a moment Yeah, but you need to take a moment to just sort of, like, relax. Even if it's just, like, an hour, like, I don't know, kickboxing, something to get rid of all that oppressive energy.
I definitely need to do
the
that.
The thing, like, you know, like, yeah, like, nothing makes you feel better. Like, don't they have those rooms where you can go and buff stuff up?
Yes. Those look amazing.
I've never done that.
Me either, and I want
I've
to.
I've never done
it. I actually saw it on a TV show, and I was like, I must do this.
And
you know, I figured
like
it would probably be
going.
On Groupon. Oh, I actually had that actually at my work where they came and set up and did the axe throwing thing. I didn't get to do it, though. I was working. I just got to do all the marketing for it. Looked fun, though, from the pictures.
We should totally
like
do
to,
a
I'd
live
like
paranormal
that.
Meet and greet. Get, like, T-shirts and a couple of your hosts. That would be fun.
It would
you
be.
Should do a big
Park?
Convention.
Yeah, but
no,
we've got people
COVID
all over the map.
Them. Right. COVID killed people on the as far as paracons, but your pages alone have, like, literally every time zone.
This is true.
So just think of how fun it would be if you brought everybody for, like, a meet and greet or everybody in to do one investigation.
That would be super cool.
That would be badass.
But what location?
And you could have T-shirts, man. You could sell T-shirts so we could sign them and stuff, like fun stuff.
We don't want to devalue the T-shirt.
Right.
No, no.
Like a T-shirt
agree,
party?
Like, everybody has, like, those weird T-shirts. Like it's like the paranormal, like, you know, work attire uniform,
oh,
like the black
right.
T-shirt. And then when I go to order
yeah.
T-shirts, they, like, What do you want? Like, you want black? And I'm like, well, no. What color do you want? I'm like, I want bright neon purple. And they're like, but everybody usually wears black. I'm like, do I look like everybody else?
I like white T-shirts. I always got white
like
T-shirts. She got mad when I got white
no.
T-shirts.
Yeah, okay, the
we
places
do,
I like to investigate, you can't do that.
We could do neon camo and go, can you see me now?
Right.
That's,
maybe
that's
the ghost
funny.
Could or, see us better.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe they have, like, vision problems and they can't really see us in the dark. So maybe they need to have something during the night. And why is it people think that we have to investigate only at night? You know, we get EVPs and evidence during the day, too. Sometimes better.
Because
than
that's
at night.
The way they do it on TV. Because, you know, all the recycled TV people do it that way.
Then we go back. The cart or the horse or the chicken before the egg kind of thing. And I'm sort of like, I let the place unfold to me because you know I don't Google places.
Right. Yeah.
Probably because I'm not really good at it. But other than that, yeah.
Yeah, I think I definitely would like to go to somewhere different. I don't know where yet, but somewhere different, somewhere I haven't been.
Oh, I got an idea.
That's warm.
Warm.
I need warm.
Warm?
I need warm.
Tropical. We'll make it like Tiki Paranormal. We could do Tiki Paranormal. I'm all about that. We can do something like some scorpion.
Somewhere where
barbecue.
It's definitely
oh.
not snowing inside of a building. I'm definitely down for that.
Yeah. Somewhere
yeah.
you don't need a parker. Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Because lately, all these places that, you know, Rob's been suggesting, I'm like, has no heat. Frozen. I will die.
I don't suggest places that have no heat. I'm not that dumb.
It just happens
know.
That
Listen,
they don't have it.
The next full
You'll
moon,
just,
I will be at the S.K. Pierce Mansion, and you know I'm not going to have no heat there.
Oh, yeah, no. When
that's
gonna
I'm going to
be
bringing, like, toe warmers, hand warmers.
Yeah, and you know what? No
but
matter how many you bring,
works in,
it's going to be cold.
Yeah, it kind of works in my favor, though, because when I connect with spirit, my temperature goes up. Because I normally just have cold hands anyways, but when I connect with spirit, my hands get really hot. And then afterwards,
well,
it's like I'm
lucky.
Plugging like a rate. Oh,
I need
no,
to connect with
lucky.
Spirit, okay?
Think of summer. I die. Like, I'm always hot. But, yeah, so I connect with spirit, and when I do, and I'm not the only one. There's a couple of us that. It seems to be the side effect of connecting with spirit. Our temperatures go up. We sweat more. We're more thirsty. our face becomes flush. It's real. It's
maybe
like I've
stroke.
Never noticed these things. Yeah, maybe that's it. No,
deep stroke.
I don't. I also don't watch any of my own lives, so that could be why I don't notice it. Or they say I look different when I connect with spirit, which I don't know how that is because I don't ever watch my own lives. I know that's bad, but it's
oh no,
weird.
I totally get it. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, oh, get a 6-foot banner with your face on it. Why would you do that?
Well,
I'm
you have to if you have anything. No, if apparently at most conventions we found that if you've ever had anything, you put as seen on along with a really big picture of your head.
As seen on TV.
It's evidently as seen on TV, yes.
Oh, can I do like as seen on TV then and put a stick figure? Like for Hangman
sure.
or something, like a cute little stick figure with like little cute shoes or something and some purple hair. That's all I need.
Yeah. I take
that
it.
Alone being different from everybody else's sign as seen on TV should prove it to them that, oh, she's not like them.
Exactly. Exactly.
But you get me wrong.
I don't even know
some
what,
of them, some of them are really good and
matters.
Then some of them sort of follow what everybody else has already done, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh yeah.
They don't tend to think outside the box. They don't think to come at it with their own angle or their own technique. They just copy it down because I think it's faster, easier. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, to be honest, in their defense, there are not enough advances in like equipment and things like that. I really would love to see some new type of equipment out there, you know, people who are working on it. By all means, let us know. We'll be happy to test your equipment out, promote the living crap out of it on live streams and stuff, because I feel like we've all just got the same tools and the same set of questions. I mean, occasionally we could throw a wild card in, but like, you
absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely. They should totally send like a demo. Like, first of all, send Live Paranormal a machine. If you make a machine, send it to them so they can test it out and put it through and can do a proper review on it.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10,
I'd love to see
the
something
people
new.
That follow your page want to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure you put directions inside the box that says, like, plug into speaker to use something, you know, something for the rest of us that sit there and go, it's broken. Did you do it? Nothing. I turned it on. It didn't work. Did you plug it in?
Are you saying that actually happened?
Yeah, Rob. Yeah.
It has happened.
You like plug it in? Like plug it into what? Like the speaker? What speaker? Your Bluetooth thing? What's a Bluetooth?
My teeth are blue.
Know?
I swear I didn't have ice cream.
Tyler
so
reminded me of telling you, and he's like, "You don't know what I'm talking about." Absolutely not. My kids figured it out in the conversation. They're like, "You need the cord to this, to that, and you're all set." Okay, thanks. But
yeah, sometimes
a lot of people with new machines, I'm just curious as to what makes this different. And then what places haven't been investigated? We hear about the ones that have always been investigated all the time, but what ones haven't been investigated? Like, I know the F.K. Pierce Mansion hasn't been investigated since before COVID, but then again, they were redoing the entire house. I'm just curious how the spirits are now reacting to places that have been shut down that are just starting to come to life, and then most of them getting re-shut down again.
Right.
Do they miss us? Do they not miss us?
I
or
hope
do they miss
so.
The little
probably
kid
not.
Going like, "Show yourself."
Probably
well, they probably
not.
Are sick of they got a little bit of relief from those same questions. How old are you? What
What's
is your
name?
Name? Right. Yeah. But now they probably are eager to have people around, but if it's one of the states that require masks, they're probably like, "Why are these people like wearing those things on their face?" Clearly they're sick.
Well, they
it probably
can't.
Makes ghosts
it's a,
run.
It's a mumbled.
Listen, I try to find questions that nobody's asked before. Like if I'm on a battleship, I'm like, "Hey, do you like hot Latin mamas? Do you prefer redheads?" You know, I ask and everything. Why do you do that? I'm like, because I want them to respond. They probably heard the same question so many times, it's like autopilot for them. Like, yeah, I'm 22.
Like,
I'm 32.
Right. They just make stuff up because I know when I'm dead, I have a plan. I'm going to lie to everybody who tries to talk to me.
Are you 16? Yeah, that's what I am. I want to know, like, the good stuff. Like, you know, was the food good? Or was it, like, really crappy food on the ship? Like, you know, did you have ice cream? Did you have peanut butter? What was your favorite kind of jelly? Is it, like, strawberry? Is it grape? And I always get the people that are as seen on TV, they look at me like, why would you ask that? I'm like, because I wanted a response. I wanted to guarantee I got a response. And
I wanted to ask something I've never been asked before.
Right. And 9 times out of 10, my question is, that got the response.
I remember one time I had asked, are you a giraffe? And, you know, it actually got a, we had got no REM pod hits until I asked if they were a giraffe, and I got a REM pod hit.
I don't know if they were a giraffe or not. You're probably not even listening at that point. You're still like, yeah, whatever. And then you have somebody that comes in and asks a different question. It's like, wait, whoa, what did you say? Oh, I got it.
Right, exactly. They're like, what? They're like, that's all right. That's worth responding to because that's just the funniest thing I've heard since I was living, you know?
Like, the militaries all had the same colors. My curiosity is, did you ever get sick of wearing the same color uniform day in, day out? Did you ever wish it was a different color, like, say, maybe red or orange or purple or yellow, like something else?
Right.
Yeah. Or what was your favorite candy? Or, well, you know, what was the one thing you missed from home?
Right.
Then you can throw in, like, some of the usual questions, like, do you even know what you died? Well, first of all, do you know you're dead? Do you know what you died of?
Right.
Did they tell you what you died of? You know, did you have an out-of-body experience when you died? Like, these are the things that we still don't know. And then you think, like, geez, how much technology we have, we can send a man to the moon, but we can't figure out how to get rid of COVID. All forms of it. Or how do you get rid of the common cold? Like, did you people have common colds back then? Was there no common cold back then? Like, when did it start? Did you have the flu?
Right.
There's a whole bunch of stuff that we haven't really gone after. I think, like, the superficial stuff, like name, rank, serial number, I think it's been overdone to the point where it's like digging up a dead horse and burying it again.
Right. I'd agree.
That's why I like Rob and Josh, because they try all different angles to come at it. Okay, well, that's work. Yeah, we know that works because everybody does that. What happens if we shut this one off and turn that one on, though? I mean, there's so many combinations that you can do. And they're finding that, like, spirits on some nights prefer one option over the other. Or one gives nothing but negative feedback, and other times if he uses a different combo, it gives up. I mean, it sounds like they're all amped on, like, sugar and caffeine. So you can go from very negative, dark, oppressive to very, like, light and funny. And if we're talking about something funny, then spirit's commenting on it. I mean, you know you're getting through when that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we've noticed that, too.
What's up for January? Anything?
I'm sure.
Yeah, I think that we're trying to stream more. You know, we've been going to a lot of places. We've been capturing a lot of evidence, just haven't been streaming. So maybe we'll start incorporating some streaming.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I do miss it.
Well, I miss working with you guys because it's always so much fun.
Well, I miss it until I do it, and then I have to deal with, like, people, you know, who are living.
I understand that. That was really weird, though, that guy trying to follow us in. It's like, what is this guy doing? Like, he has no idea what maybe we were leading him to slaughter. He does not know, but apparently he didn't care.
Exactly. He was up for it. An adventure, if you will.
Sign the release form, buddy. Your ass is off. So how's the activity been when you work? Has it increased? Because I get a feeling that it's increased now, but by two new spirits, and some of the other spirits may have, like, sort of gone on vacation.
Definitely has increased. I've been hearing a bunch of different things from guests. I haven't gotten to find out myself lately, which we were actually, Rob and I were talking about today. It's been a hot minute since we've investigated the Farnsworth house, so...
I know.
We'll have to do that and let everybody know
Yeah. I stopped going.
Let me know.
Oh, you stopped going?
He gave
what
it up for
Lent.
I gave it up.
Like, you're not protesting something, right? Did Mr. Farnsworth offend somebody with it?
No.
It was Creepy
I just...
Stan. Creepy Stan offended everybody, but nobody cares.
Creepy Stan just freaked him out a little bit. That's all. He's a little scarred.
Kind of jealous. I drove all that way, and all he said was like, oh, you're delightful. Okay. I guess it's a compliment. And then all he wanted to talk about was Rob.
I know. That's why
that's
Rob's a little
true.
Creeped out by Creepy Stan. A little like,
Creepy
yeah, I don't know about
not,
that guy.
He does not creep. He doesn't creep
Is there
me
a
out.
New piece of property with the Farnsworth that they've opened up to the public or something? Because I'm being shown that there's a new, they probably a room or a space on the property that didn't have activity before and now has activity.
Yeah. Actually,
okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I've never been
well,
to
Well, we wouldn't
part
have really
property,
known
so.
If it had activity before because I don't know that anyone ever investigated
yeah.
it before.
Okay.
But we did. Rob and I did.
Okay,
we
so Rob, you should know that there's a couple of famous people that will be you'll be dealing with within the first 6 months. So January, February, March, April, May, June, like within there, they're going to be – it feels like when you had the two Corys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, people don't understand that. But you understand what I'm talking with the two Corys. You had a Cory and then there was mm-hmm. a Cory in the car. Cory, okay. So mm-hmm. it feels like somebody of that famous stature, but it's at a different location.
Hmm. Well, that sounds like fun.
It can't be cold, though, because that's against the rules.
No. Here's the thing. It's warm there.
Mm.
It's warm there.
Is it warm there?
I don't want to say the person's name either because I don't, but I'm writing it down. I don't know where this area is. I know this place has been investigated, but the thing is they might not have investigated the place next door, and I have a feeling that they're getting more activity now. Mm. But it's warm there.
Are you going to tell us? You're just going to write it down today and then find out later?
I wrote it down. I'll send it to you. Because I don't know how or who he knows. This is a famous person that's passed that has connections with people that are still living. And I don't know what the connection is. Because I don't really know. They're showing me this place, but I don't know what it is.
Hmm.
I don't know the name of it. There, I sent it to you. I'll send it to Nikki, too. So she has it, too.
I'm excited.
Do you guys know somebody that knows him?
Oh, I'm sure. Probably, yeah.
Okay, because what I'm getting is a bar or like a club-like thing, but there's like a restaurant or something nearby there. And from the way it's being explained to me, other famous people have eaten there or been there. And they visit there, so why hasn't anybody investigated there? Because it's a restaurant, they don't think anything happened. That would be the place to check out. Like,
yeah.
You know, when the bar shuts down, where does everybody go? They all go to get food, right? It's
mm-hmm.
one of those places that opened extremely late. A lot of energy has filled that place and all kinds of energy. That would be the place to do an investigation because nobody's done it. Nobody's even thought of it, but yet they have, like, pictures and stuff like, oh, so-and-so's eaten here. Or the name's, like, you know, carved into the bar. But nobody has investigated it. That, to me, seems weird. Like, why wouldn't you investigate it? If they came here for food and they put their name down or there's a picture or something, then they liked it enough to put their emotions into it, then you should investigate there.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, I don't know where this bar is. I just know that it's, like, probably, like, 100 degrees right now.
Well, I am down for that.
Well,
I'm sure I can find me someplace for us to stay.
Right. I love it.
It feels like this is the male that's going to be contacting you, Rob. But I just don't know the connection to the, I just don't know the connection to the person that passed. Like, I know he's got a brother, an older brother, or maybe it was a younger brother. Might have been a younger brother. But I don't know how many more siblings he has. It just feels like there's a connection to specifically that guy. I just don't know what the connection is. Because he's the one that's actually coming forward.
Interesting. I'm down.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be not a driving kind of thing. It's going to have to be a flying kind of thing.
Oh, then I don't know if it's going to happen.
Unless, of course, you book some dates, like some stops along the way, then that would make sense.
Okay.
Or rent like an RV or something, or a tour bus, something like that.
I can see that happening.
That's so weird because I haven't thought of this famous guy in like decades. And all of a sudden he comes forward to me.
So maybe he's
so
not
weird.
Famous anymore.
Oh, dude, he's still
formerly
famous.
Formerly
famous. Still cute. Listen, and for you ladies, he's still as hot as he was then, so, okay.
Well, if you don't age
well,
at all.
The criteria
nice.
Of people literally just got much smaller.
Listen,
it would be nice if you don't age.
Hold on a second.
No,
is that the place where the Fest of Pussy, no, the Pussycats all started off?
You lost me.
Oh, I have no idea.
Clue.
You know the band, the Pussycat Dolls.
Mm-hmm.
Did this band start at that bar?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know how they got their start. I'm sure there's something on the internet, like a mini series I haven't seen.
I wonder if, why would I just, like,
yeah.
I can make a proper assumption, but I'm not sure of the connection between the Pussycat Dolls and this one actor, okay? And I should call him an artist because apparently he was a musician, too.
Oh.
Musician and an actor.
A lot of people think they're musicians and they're really not.
A lot of people think
too.
That they're psychics and they're not, too.
Yeah.
So I can relate.
A lot of people think they can say.
Okay, so
you know,
so there we have the original bar that he's showing me. Then he brings up the Pussycat Dolls. What does this have to do with Louisiana or what's the place that they do the Mardi Gras? Is that particular area
New Orleans.
Of Louisiana?
New
Thank
Orleans.
You.
That's
Is
been on
connected?
My bucket list for a long time. I have no idea.
Well, see already now we've gone to three different states, right? So we've been to the California is what I'm assuming the other one is, and New Orleans, but I'm also hearing Vegas too. So right there is like three different time zones. I'm
Uh-oh,
down.
That's a danger zone.
I'm
I can't even get her off
work
for two consecutive days, you know, on a trip like that.
Yeah, but we can say for Vegas, we're only testing, eating some of the wedding cake because I hear they have it 24 hours a day. We're not there for gambling. Not
here, anyways.
No, believe it or
if
not.
If only
I
had a penny. If only I had a penny to gamble with.
We've become professional gamblers this year.
Play your Powerballs.
Yeah.
That's one thing
ticket.
You didn't know is we became professional gamblers in 2021.
Oh, okay.
I've become a professional loser in 2021.
Mm-hmm. Not successful, just gambling.
An official loser.
Listen, instead of gummy bears, why can't they make gummy ghosts?
I don't know.
There's something to look into.
That's
Look
what
at
I'm
that.
Saying. Live paranormal from the gummy ghosts.
Yes. That would be bad, though, because I love gummy bears. So I would love gummy
so
ghosts, I'm sure, too. Yeah. But if we made them, then I'd
could
have them
like,
all the time.
Could
be
like
black
cherry.
They're like poker face ghosts. tying through your pageants. They're playing little slot machines.
Has anybody investigated the casinos that are along the Northeast, like, you know, PA, Connecticut, Rhode Island? Has anybody investigated any of those places?
Oh, we actually, we've
in
heard
a,
that they,
in a
they're
sense,
haunted.
We have. But we haven't.
Because I know a lot of box stores. I don't want to say the names, but certain box stores, you know, that are famous for people greeting them at the door, have a lot of activity in their stores. A lot.
I believe that. I believe that.
To the point where, like, my husband's like, we're not going to that store. Why? Because I'm the only one that's not going to run out.
Right.
Shorten that line at the register, though, won't it?
Maybe. You never know. Lately,
they emptied the shipping container. All the back-ordered stuff's out in the parking lot.
Right. Or just not in this line. Bye.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. If there are any casinos listening or people work at casinos and you'd like us to come and investigate it, just hit us up on our
Absolutely.
Email or Facebook.
Or give us a decent amount of free play.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make sure
it's
I get everything
worth our time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And besides, they offer so many promos to all those other people. Why can't they just offer us like a couple $100 in tokens or a couple thousand? It works.
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
Yes.
Let's work on that.
Yeah, because out
oh,
to any
and you gotta
listen,
feed
$5
us.
In free play is not worth coming for anyway.
Right. And you have to feed us. And just so you know, I'm okay with grilled cheese and tomato soup because that's kind of my wheelhouse.
There you go.
I know. I'm such a weirdo. What do you want?
I like $1
hot dogs. Oh, those are good too. Yeah.
I like the gummy bears.
College is near the Gettysburg. What college campus
Gettysburg
is near
college.
Gettysburg?
Gettysburg College.
Are they having activity too?
Oh, they've had activity for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm sure many people won't admit to it, yes, they have activity and they have for a long time.
Have they been investigated recently?
I don't know if they've been investigated recently, but I know they have been investigated before.
Okay, so I think something has been found on the property that's increased the activity.
Totally possible.
Like, I don't think they went out searching for it. I think some kid just stumbled on it, so to speak. Like, literally
right.
tripped over it. For whatever reason.
Right.
We don't need a free education. We'll just take some sweatshirts.
Yeah, they do look warm. I'm down for that. Because it was like 60 last week and it got cold.
Yeah, that college, it seems like that's going to be for March.
Okay.
Isn't that where, like, spring officially has hit you guys and here we're still going, is it going to snow? Is it not going to snow?
Yes.
No, it always snows here. It snows until, like, June.
Yeah, where he's at.
In Ohio.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Well,
I think it does it all year long. He just lies.
Yeah, but I've left my house here with 5 inches of snow and gone to Gettysburg and been wearing flip-flops. And people
that,
are like, that's not possible. Oh, it's possible.
This is 100% true.
I've had that happen before. Though mostly I leave here and the entire trip, the snow follows me. And everyone's like, wow, we didn't have snow until you showed up. And I'm like, it's because I drove.
That's usually how it happens, too. I get blamed for bringing the rain. There was no rain at home, but somehow I brought rain with me for wherever I go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Adds a little something to the investigations. Like, if you're going to get chased out, you should probably make sure you have your sneakers on. That's all. Somebody's owed money
what?
From the government.
Someone owes money?
No. The government owes you. It's not like you
oh.
owe the government. It's like you should be knocking on the door like, what?
Well, that's,
oh, I
that's
no,
an
it's
awful
definitely
thing to bring
not
up.
Me. I owe money
no,
to
no.
everyone,
so,
and probably
no,
even
I,
the government.
This is a result from the stimulus package. So when they did the stimulus package, then it affected the taxes, remember, because they changed the taxes from the year before? So somebody's owed some money. I don't know if it's you or him, but somebody's owed some money, and it feels around about $2,000-$3,000.
I'm owed money. I had an issue with my accountant filed past the deadline, so I can't get my money until January. They're supposed to get it in October.
Okay, so it's like 6 weeks to get it or 6 months?
So I can get it in 6 weeks.
Okay. The reason why you're saying this is because
I should have got
it
in October.
Right. Listen, and everybody, like, if you do direct deposit, it should have already been in your account. You didn't get, like, a notification that says, hey, Apple, we put money in your account. They don't do that. Money just shows
right.
up in the account. Like I said to my husband, you didn't notice there was money in there, but you spent it? Like, I don't understand.
They would just
show
say, hey,
me a tax form. Okay. So there's a
right.
tax form. Did you already fill that out?
Yeah. So basically, I filled everything out, and I was on – it had to be done quickly. And instead of doing it quickly, my accountant dropped the ball and took – over a month to get it done, and then by the time they got it done, the calendar year I could not get it in by. I had to wait till the new calendar year.
You're allowed to go back and have it adjusted. Listen, the government owes you money. If you owed the government money, they'd be knocking on your door every day, three times a day. Fill up the forms, make sure they get in, and anticipate the money, because it's like $2,000 or $3,000. It's not like some small change. I mean, it's real money.
Yeah, I know. I was waiting on it. And then it turned out that they messed up. You know, and then they messed up. And then on top, they messed up. And then afterwards, they're like, well, now you have to pay your bill. And I actually
yeah,
kind
I'll
of was so annoyed by that.
Yeah, I'll pay you as soon as you get my money. You're late. You moved. It was your FUBAR. Don't be come looking for me cash. Wait till the cash comes to me.
Right.
Well, I'm not using them anymore. I moved accountants too. I have. So basically, my accountant, the firm, had a guy who left, and he still has this stuff on the side. So I started having him doing stuff, but I was a little bit hesitant on him doing my taxes. So I had the firm still do it, and the firm messed up. So I should have went with my gut and had the guy who left prepare
Always
everything.
Always
so
follow your gut. Always follow your gut.
So he he now is going to be handling my 2021 stuff because
I want to say because that firm, your other accountant that screwed it up, I want to say when this new guy goes and does it all, he's actually going to find you more money that the other guy just totally didn't see.
Oh, even
so
better.
The new guy is really good. He'll actually probably do that. It's just like he has his own issues. You know, he's actually messed up my bank account multiple times.
Yeah, like
some
way
accountants
bad.
Are set in their ways and do the same. Listen, some accountants do the same thing all every year. You know what I mean? And they're set in their ways. So maybe it's something like they didn't itemize something. Maybe you should have gotten paid mileage for all the investigations that you do, and all the driving that you do. There was something that wasn't taken into consideration that this guy's going to go, gee, that's weird. Why didn't they, you know, take out for that? But it feels like he's going to get you more money in the end because he's more attentive.
Well, God love
you. I don't know. I don't know if you, like, the proper way to log your mileage in case you ever get audited is so insane that I really never actually claim mileage to a certain extent. Like, just minorly, because you have to actually, like, write it down on a piece of paper every time you leave.
Well,
and
you
where
have
you're
to write
going
it on non-profit.
How...
Okay,
yeah,
so listen, anytime that you buy something that you need for work, mm-hmm. including the paranormal investigations, where that's considered work for you, then you're supposed to be able to get money back because you have to account for that. So that includes batteries, that includes extension cords, that includes new pieces of equipment, T-shirts, sweatshirts, whatever. That's where the deductions come in and that you get your money back. Not all of it, but you're owed a little bit more. Like, I want to say your other accountant has, listen, it seems like a lot of money to me, but that's me. $500 extra for every year would be something that I'd be like, what? Because it adds up. Now, am I suggesting that the guy goes back for the last 10 years? Hell no. But at least do the last couple of years, especially where the government owed you money, because for me, it seems like you were shortchanged at least $500 per year for the last maybe 3 years because it wasn't deducted. Listen, they never, some accountants don't know, like, oh, well, your kids live in your house. Oh, but they do the same work. Well, guess what? Well, if they're umpires or referees, their skates, you know, are a tax deduction, a new helmet, new pads, you know what I mean? New uniform. All that stuff is a tax deduction. So unless you talk to the accountant and, like, he knows whatever is going down in your family or your situation, then you technically could be not getting your full amount back. Which you would think our government would be like, hey, you need more money. Be nice, but in this situation, they actually do owe you money. I'm just saying, by the time this is all said and done, like the $2,000 to $3,000 which you're owed, and then there's going to be a little bit more trickling in. So by the time it's all said and done, it will be about $5,000 that you should be getting.
What should I do with the money? Should I invest it in cryptocurrency?
No, because the hacker tried to get me and, like, oh, you got to pay me in bitcoins. I'm like, so that's like what, Chuck E. Cheese? Like, tell me what you want me to do. And he's like all offended. Yeah. I pissed off a hacker because I deleted most of the ransom notes. And then when he asked for something, I'm like, I don't know what that is. Don't play with me. Okay, I'm not playing with you. I really don't know what the hell that is. What is it? Is that like a Chuck E. Cheese token? Like, I don't understand. Like,
I don't understand it either.
To hack you. I'm like, it has no monetary value, so why are you telling me it's worth such a thing? It doesn't have any, it's not worth anything. It's like, if there's one Oreo left in the house, I could sell that for $10,000, right? But if there's two packaged Oreos, then that one Oreo is worth $10,000. So it really has no monetary value. I came at it from a realist point of view of, I don't have the tokens. You don't have the tokens. The only thing it's worth is whatever it costs to make the tokens. And I don't even know where to get the tokens. And yet I'm the idiot. You hacked me, buddy. I didn't go looking for you.
I didn't ask to
hold my email ransom. And I go, oh. And he's like, well, now you're not going to be able to get your email back. I'm like, wow, that's really sad. I'm more attached to my ice maker than I am my email. But thank you. My kids are like, you can't threaten somebody that doesn't care. I'm like, I know. I think you just found that out. But at the same time, I had also been given that he drives a blue car, and it had a serious squeak on one side of the car that was going to get him pulled over. I'm like, so instead of spending all this time hacking me, you should probably get that tire fixed because the cops are going to pull you over in your pretty blue car. And then all of a sudden, he stopped contacting me. Yeah, he stopped contacting me. I'm like, oh, but did I touch a nerve? My kid's like, you couldn't get the license plate. Oh, I tried. I found out where he was, like in what area, but I don't know. It wasn't a new car and it wasn't an old car. It was one of those kind of like it blends in with everybody else. It's not really worth anything, but it's still running.
Mm-hmm.
I think I made him nervous. But I wasn't lying.
I wish
his
I had
car
that
was
ability.
Squeaking. His car
I would
was
do that
squeaking.
To everything.
He's going to get pulled over.
What, to make people nervous? You make me nervous all the time.
Yes.
What
no, like all the people... like that automated damn thing that calls about my car warranty, if I could talk to the person behind that who decided to put me on that list, or like the person who calls about my student loans, like if you were calling saying anything but not a student loan, I'd be like, oh, I'll listen. But I don't have that.
Nikki, I'm going to be dead and there's going to be a psychic contacting me about my car warranty.
I know, right?
That's how I see it coming. It's like, it's just going to be another form of harassment.
Yes, I swear.
You do swear.
Or the Chinese consulate. Yeah. How many times do they get a call? Because when they're calling, it's usually around dinner time. I'm like, damn, I don't feel like cooking. I want Chinese now. And I don't understand what they're saying. And I'm like, how many times do people have to call from that? Like before, like the Chinese consulate goes and goes, screw this, we're changing our number.
Right.
But no, why would they? Nope. Just saying.
True that.
So what would you like to do from? Oh, apparently we have trolls. Well, in double duty. So what would you like to do? Why would you some guests to do some readings, or are we just going to, I don't know, continue talking, or do you want me to do something else?
We actually ran past the time.
Okay.
We were talking.
We did.
We were talking for so long that we actually ran past the time.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Way to go.
But I was having fun, though.
Hey,
that was way more fun. Sorry.
Yeah, it's more important that you guys get the money that you're owed.
Yeah.
Who else owes me money? I got to figure out where to put the money at once I get it.
Why don't you put it in like what's the thing? Like you pick a stock. Uh-huh. Well, don't be a fool. Pick stocks like in video games and like Pfizer. Don't put Pfizer because Pfizer's having some issues. But like other stocks and bonds and stuff. But pick them yourself. Don't have somebody else pick them for you. First of all, you know McDonald's is never going to go out of business, okay? I don't care how many diets people are on. You always want McDonald's fries. Everybody wants McDonald's fries. Invest in McDonald's. Do Nintendo or the people that make PSPP, whatever the hell it is this year, and some of the technology firms. These are all money makers.
Yeah.
Do not invest in, like, colleges and shit like that because they're having a lot of issues because they've gotten too much money. Now they want to raise the price. And everybody's like, what the hell did you do with the money that we gave you when you sent us all home? So there's a possibility that some colleges could be going bankrupt.
Huh.
And diamonds and gold, so it will never come down in price. So watch the gas prices. For every time that the gas prices go up, the diamonds and gold will be and silver will be worth more money. So sometimes it's good to make an investment of buying gold necklaces and stuff like that because anybody that bought a bunch of it a couple of years ago before COVID can now cash this in and sell it for like almost triple for what they paid it.
That's because I didn't buy any. If I would have bought it, it would have depleted the value.
I know. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
If I do it for myself, then it's not going to succeed. If I do it because somebody else told me to do it, that's fine. It wasn't for me. It's there's no problem.
Right. Exactly.
Like my kids had stock in Krispy
Kreme,
and
great luck.
They were like, oh, they came up with a diet donut. I'm like, that's not going to work. Krispy
Kreme
will never go out of business
donut.
Because of donuts.
You just got to go all the way, okay?
If you're going to do it, do it.
That's right. Do it all the way.
Yeah. Oh, that's like diet. Why are you drinking diet alcohol? Like, if you're going to have a drink, have a drink. Have it be good. Enjoy it. Don't do it because, like, oh, well, I can have this. Yeah, that's not a reason. Like, if you're going to have cheesecake. Not fat-free, not low-fat. Nobody wants that shit. Get the real cheesecake.
Thank you. Yes. The high
like
test.
There's no substitution for mac and cheese or warm bread. They never going to come out with something that's diet or low-cal, low-carb or whatever that's going to fill the same need as a good mac and cheese or a ripe hot bread coming out of the oven.
Yeah, this is true.
You never know.
Very true. No, I do know. It will not be right.
How's your dog, Nikki?
stupid still. he's okay. Well, he's sleeping on the couch.
You say stupid still because other dog was like, he's not the smartest tool in the shed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then there was the add-on, like, if there was a beach, hey, sometimes the sun shines upon you, but they're still trying to figure out how the dog made it to the beach.
Yeah, this one is not, I miss Gracie. I miss my girl.
Listen, and she made it clear. She's like, there'll never be another me. I'm like, I know, but if there was anything close to you, she goes, yeah, he ain't it.
Exactly. 100%. That's a smart damn dog, I'm telling you. That my dog, I miss her so much.
The lights are on, nobody's home, she said, and there's a glow stick going, and he's chasing it in his own head.
Yes, that's a damn good way to put it. Like, some things I just don't understand. He might be one of them.
Did you get a new,
I don't even think he does.
Did you get a new haunted item in your house?
Oh, I hope so. I'm trying to think. Did
I? Is it a possessed Ouija board or a doll or something? It's something that goes in that room with the dolls.
I'm trying to think. I didn't get a new board.
Jesus,
I know that.
How many haunted Raggedy Ann? Oh, it was Raggedy Andy. I know about Annabelle being like a Raggedy Ann, but how many haunted Raggedy Andys are there? I don't think there's that many.
I know where one is.
We lost it.
No, we didn't.
No, you didn't.
He better be sending him back to me.
Who?
I'm a bad mom, and I forgot him somewhere. No, we forgot him somewhere.
I thought she had him. She thought I had him, and then no one had him.
Yeah, and now we left him in this. We left him in a demon-possessed, like, dark objects room of all places to leave your baby.
Wow, you didn't just fuck up. You hit the Grand Canyon.
That's
running,
what I'm
huh?
saying.
Yeah,
really
bad
we
job.
Couldn't have done it
really
worse.
Bad job.
Really bad, really, really bad job. Yeah.
Can't the owner mail it back to you?
Yes, we said we were going to go and get it, and I think he was holding out for us to go and get it. But and it seems like our travel days does not coincide with the days that his place is open.
Yeah,
because
we tried
to.
So here's what we do: due to scheduling conflict, could you just mail him to us? Because I need him for another location.
I need him back in my life.
He might come back. He's going to come back different because he's been in that demonic room.
He's going
to
resent me. He's going to be mad at me. He's going to be like, "I like the truck in your car better."
This possession of the doll is going to be shit in his pants, like when you leave a kid at the wrong aunt's house, and that aunt isn't as great as the other aunt. But this doll will also, he probably won't let you forget it, but he definitely will be more behaved. He just really wants to be saved right now.
Maybe it was
I'm forgetting that there's a Raggedy Andy, because all I ever hear about is Raggedy Ann. That's all I ever had. So it's weird.
Well, he doesn't refer
to himself as
Andy. He likes to be called Chris.
Mm-hmm.
He's very special.
Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Like as in Christopher?
He goes by Chris. He's unique. He's a Raggedy Christopher. Raggedy
was
Chris.
The original child whose spirit this is, did he pass from influenza?
I have no idea. He hasn't shared that with us yet.
I'll try to find you his picture. We left him.
Stop. We just forgot him. We didn't leave him on purpose.
Actually, she left him.
I don't know
him.
If that
I
makes it
like,
worse or better.
Doll,
bullshit.
The Robert doll. Remember the Robert doll that's cursed?
Yeah.
I just sent you a picture of Chris. It was the last known picture of Chris.
He's going to come back gothic, okay? He's going to come back with his hair dyed black and black eyeliner and, like, black little doll nails.
Oh, shit. That's
I just
the doll?
It. Yeah, that's my
that's
baby.
Chris.
That's my baby, Chris.
I would ask the guy to please mail it back. Does he know that this doll's haunted?
Oh, he's cool with that.
Well, it's a haunted museum.
He's actually in a demonic dark room at a haunted museum.
Is he in a
of
display
all places,
case?
Your baby. He's being displayed without being left on purpose.
Yeah, he's displayed.
Yeah.
Is he being displayed
in a case, like a glass case or something? Because I see him in a glass case.
He's on a shelf.
It could be by now. I mean, he was on a shelf, but I mean, he does change things around and move stuff around, you know, like a lot. So it could be.
I took a photo. I might have deleted it, but there was a video that a YouTuber made. Wait, no, I found it. I believe I found it.
I've never actually seen a Raggedy Andy, so I'm like totally mesmerized by this.
I know he's a pretty handsome.
Guys.
Oh, that's where
he's a pretty handsome Raggedy Chris. Yeah.
Okay, so now I see why he's saying a glass case, because that's what he sees. But the sprig is in the fish tank. Do I want to know what's in the fish? Please tell me that's not a body.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
It's not a body.
Well.
It's not a body.
So you can see Chris made a cameo on
The Afterlife?
This latest video. So he's becoming a bit of what, like a celebrity.
He's going to be a diva, watch. A gothic diva.
In the
curio case, who the hell is she?
Some haunted doll, I don't know. He's got a write-up on all that stuff.
He needs to return Chris.
Chris wants to come home.
Chris is basically saying he'll do whatever he has to do. Just please don't let him stay there any longer.
Maybe we'll have to
go get him.
Change of plans.
There's tentative plans.
I gotta go on Monday.
I don't even know what the play. Where is the archive of the afterlife? I don't even know where it is.
Cameron.
Well, we have tentative plans. Tentative plans would be in the general area coming up. So I guess we could stop by.
Probably make that stop first. Just saying.
He needs us. We have to now.
Listen, you understand this. When your child says mama and then they
come
can't make
me.
Any words because
right.
they're sobbing so hard, you know
yes.
it's bad. That's exactly how he's feeling. It's like he needs you. Like
I was so upset that I left him. I even just recently said something about it. I was like, I need my Chris back.
I don't know if you guys did you see? I sent Nikki.
Bro,
I sent you the video.
This is probably not a good thing for you, but I think Chris is blaming you.
But it's not my fault.
Yep. Mama does nothing wrong.
Like, you didn't really make some comment like it's just a doll, did you?
Uh-huh.
No,
yes, you did.
Oh, yes, you did. Oh. I did not. I said he might want to be there. We had a guest on who was talking about, I forget what the scenario was, but how
he loves me.
Something's meant to be. And I felt as if Chris, like, was home.
No. I had one of those teddy bears. That if you find at, like, an antique store, they're worth millions of dollars right now. But my aunt made me put it in the window when I didn't want to. And I never got that teddy bear back. Do you know how bad that haunts me now?
I do,
so
because
when I
you know what?
Chris
Rob had a
Chris
Rob had an experience with the website.
You had an experience
yes.
at the website?
No, that experience
he,
of money.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it was, he sold a website and then, later on, it was worth a lot more than he sold it for, and it was very, very traumatic. And now that I brought it up, there goes
my
night.
Teddy bear. I brought this thing everywhere, and my aunt wouldn't let me keep it in my lap. I don't know why, but my mother's like, how did you lose them? I'm like, she made me put them in the window. And my aunt's like, no, I didn't. I'm like, you wouldn't let me keep the my teddy bear in my lap, so now I don't have a teddy bear. It's all your fault. I don't want to stay at Nana's. You bring me back home now.
Right.
And my mother's like, how did you, like, she's like, you're going to believe her. My mother goes, Lisa would not put that teddy bear down anywhere unless she was told to.
Because
I usually ate with it in my lap. My husband's
like,
and
Chris was usually in my car.
That ugly-ass, dirty old teddy bear doll is what you're upset about? I'm like,
oh,
I can't even
talk
to you right now.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. So if my kids had a torn teddy bear or whatever, I was the one that did the stitching. If they left it somewhere, I drove back to get it. Because I know, you know how you know that pain? But, like, Chris was like, please just get me. I don't care how I have to get home, but can you ship me, whatever, fly me? I don't care. I just want to go back home.
Oh, see, he misses me, and I miss him.
I don't think it's particularly mean to him. I think it's just because he doesn't feel like he officially belongs, and I think the other objects are letting him know, like, dude, like, why didn't they come back for you? You're not, like, really, you're not really part of our family.
Oh,
so
it's like the world
here?
Of unwanted toys. Oh, my God. We have to go get him right now.
I tried to get you to go get him.
Okay, listen.
And you said you didn't want to go get him.
No, they were closed. He was closed. So listen.
You said, I don't want to go.
When I was little, I felt that is bullshit. I thought that all my stuffed animals, either all of them had to be on the bed or none of them had to be on the bed because I didn't think it was right to pick a favorite.
Right.
Okay.
Because this is only fair.
When I was little. It was only fair. I refused to allow any of them to be in the bed if they weren't all in the bed because it's just mean, you know. And, I feel like leaving him, and it was so bad, and we need to right this wrong. He needs to come
home. I'm not trying to guilt you. I they're just giving me this, and, like, I see, like, this little boy just sobbing.
Oh.
Listen,
I don't know why she didn't want
to
get him.
The plane coming back from North Carolina to fix a situation for my son, and then almost died in a plane crash on the ride home, and my son just looked at me and goes, you did remember? I'm like, yes, I did. My husband's like, you're concerned. I'm like, if you open your mouth, I will rip your tongue out and choke you with it.
Yes.
And my son was like, you're the best mom ever. Thank you for not forgetting me. I did not forget you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know he still has that stuffed animal? And he's 26.
See?
And you couldn't even take
the
stuffed animal for like a couple months.
To go back to get. You just had, I mean, it's important.
Oh, I had him for years. Oh, you're just making
That's
me mad
true.
Now. You're pissing me off now. Not
but
a good thing for the
I listen, you're his mom. You're going to know this, but I think Chris is going to blame Rob.
I blame Rob.
I blame Rob. I agree with my baby.
I bought him.
He doesn't. You just brought him home to his mama. You might have had to buy him, but you just brought him home to his mama.
I bought him.
Did he pick you? Because I feel like he picked you.
Of course he picked me.
Like, others looked at him, but he picked you.
Of course.
Kind of like, you know, when you go to get an animal, they pick us. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
As much as we pick them, they really pick us.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like Chris picked you.
He's got good taste. Can't lie.
I'm pretty sure I picked it up at an auction house is what had happened.
But he didn't want to be with you. He wanted to be with me. Don't be jelly, Rob. It's okay. He just likes me better.
I would have picked
These
him
things
up
happen.
By now, but...
Oh, know. Bullshit.
You said
oh, you're really
cold,
making
so.
Me mad now. Oh, but you are really pissing me off now. That is bullshit.
She's gonna punch you.
I hope he's not listening.
He is. Trust me. Him and his little... He doesn't even have ears.
Is there a couple of dolls that are in that room, though, that usually would be on the other each other side of Chris that like him? Like I told you before, those dolls have a... Like, they know where they're supposed to be, and they have a certain spot that they want to be in. This
he
feels like there would have been
car.
A doll on either side of him.
Maybe. He likes to be in my car. And I do have other... I have another doll in my car. Maybe he misses that doll, too.
Is it a girl doll?
It is a girl doll.
Okay, because he's talking about his sister.
See? I've got lots of babies.
Did it come from the same lot of
No, it did not.
To them it doesn't matter if it's a biological sister or not. That's part of the family. Like literally when they go to her house, they know that it's not like they're being hidden away. They know that they're being saved or rehomed with her. So as far as Nikki's their mom, and then wherever he usually resides, he's missing his sister or sisters.
I am the doll mama.
In the trunk.
He was part of a set.
He was in the trunk.
He was in the back seat. He was in the back seat.
You threw him in the trunk.
At one point, he might have been in the trunk, but that's still in my car. He doesn't care where he rides as long as he's near me.
He
pretty
wasn't
much.
He was the farthest place.
And
he
also he lived in the Farnsworth house for some time at my desk.
Yeah, like he protects you.
He
See?
Felt kidnapped.
And I am unprotected. All these problems I've had in my life have all been because he's not with me.
Did all the shitty stuff start when you left him?
Oh, no, shitty stuff I've did to myself and I'm stupid. No, I ebb and flow with the shit flow. You know what I mean? Like, kind of comes, no particular pattern. Just always finds me. That's all.
Well, what state is this doll in? Like, is he closer to me or
Virginia.
Closer to you?
He's in West Virginia.
So is that close to me? I don't know.
No. Rob's probably
I mean,
closer.
If I want to, I can drive down and get him.
See? Oh, see, one of the things that prevented us from getting him is that it was a very difficult ride the last time when we went there.
Why?
Because Rob gets sick in the car. He gets sick in the car, and let's just put it this way. There was no way that I don't care who was driving. Ms. Daisy could be driving. And he probably would have practically puked. I mean, it's literally windy as hell.
You get car sick, Rob?
I do. I cry.
He did.
I do get car sick.
A lot.
Don't they have something like, isn't that the same stuff you take for when you get seasick? Isn't that the same thing you take when you get car sick?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really help.
Dramamine? Dramamine?
Mm-hmm. I think
Somebody
we just have to sedate
Dramamine.
Him.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to sedate him, that's all.
Then she might just leave me somewhere. That's like her thing.
I'll leave you in the demonic room.
I was just going to say, West Virginia has a lot of mountains, hills, and valleys.
This is true.
Yep, it does.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It
I'll
does.
Be next to be left.
Did something happen recently there at the Archives of the Dead?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Wait,
I have no idea.
Maybe.
Does this
I've been
kind of
out of
the camera running nonstop 24/7 on the dolls? Are there haunted items?
I think they're only open a couple days a week.
Yeah.
But there's like a camera or something that watches them, right? So if anything falls over and moves on it its own, it could be caught on camera?
No.
Maybe.
Not
I don't know.
Because I don't know what this is. Chris is telling me that a doll keeps giving him the one eye.
Oh.
Is it a one-eyed doll?
He's getting the stink eye from a doll.
Yeah, pretty much.
Uh-oh.
And
we
it's
definitely
a doll,
have to go get
him. So it's not like a boy. He didn't say a boy doll. He said a doll. It's a female.
That sounds
We definitely have to get him. He's
him.
Super uncomfortable. Oh, that's so scary for him. We need to go get him right now. I could.
It sounds like that'd be a girl doll.
Like
I could go right now.
There should be a website you can like type it in or something, and you can watch the live feed.
No.
It feels like something was documented of the doll giving him the one eye.
That could be the case, but I don't think that they had I know we didn't really have great service there, that's for sure.
Though
yeah,
usually
no,
if it's a room full of haunted objects, you're not going to get great service there.
Yeah,
we'll
but
interrupt
this particular
it anyway.
Location, I don't think you're going to get service, period. It's over the river through the woods and around a curvy road. Curvy road.
It's past Grandma's house that got run over by a
reindeer? Oh, way past Grandma's house. So far past Grandma's house. Mm-hmm. It's like,
yeah,
it
I
was
think
a
I,
bit.
If you're not going to get him would be able to go there within, like, the next, like, say, 10 days, I'd ask the guy to mail him back to you.
I'm going to get there.
We can go there in the next 10 days.
Yeah, I can do that.
I can. We
he
can
is a priority.
This.
Yes. I have to. I can't leave my baby. Any
and
longer.
He doesn't think
you
he's forgotten
have.
About him. He just doesn't know, like, why he hasn't been able to come home yet. But the other haunted items are giving him... They're picking on him.
Oh, God. We have
he's
to go right now.
Own, like, he's trying to be stoic, but at the same time, like, on the inside, like,
crying
he's, just,
on the inside.
He's just sobbing.
Oh.
Yeah, basically,
oh.
Yeah.
Sad.
Oh, I can't. Oh, my poor baby.
You dumped him in. Dumped him over at that place.
You're an asshole, Robert.
He just says he doesn't want to go back there again. When he gets home, he doesn't want to go back there.
He never has to go back. He never does.
We take him
never,
to that place, so we did.
He doesn't have to go there.
Well,
Rob, you're being an asshole.
I wonder if he enjoys.
He feels that he's Nikki's bodyguard.
Yeah, I've been
so
bodyguardless.
He's very sick about Nikki. I mean... He is. Like, he's like, you know, is she okay? Is she doing all right with Zombie? She can't be doing too good
well,
because
I think
she doesn't
I'm
have
dead.
Him with her. And...
I think so, I'm dead.
I've explained COVID.
We have to go get him.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I'm not trying to start shit, but your son would
oh,
like
Rob
to come
Rob does that
home.
Every time he opens his mouth. Well, I want him to come home.
What?
I said I want him to come home.
Okay.
Do you usually ride with, like, something? When he's in the car with you, do you usually record something or have the thing that's, like, the ghost box or the spirit box or something that says words or sentences?
Sometimes my audio recorder gets turned on accidentally in the car or ghost boxes get turned on in my car.
Okay,
and then it kills all the
battery. Listen, he's gonna tell you lots of stuff on the ride home.
Oh boy,
that thing
that could be cool.
Going off, but it feels like a child that got sent to grandma's, and grandma, you know, might have punished them or spanked them and stuff, and you have to hear it the whole ride. You're gonna hear it the whole ride.
Oh God,
why did you?
And so it's gonna
me?
Be like riding in the car, right? It's gonna be like riding in the car with my son. He spouts off about things, and I'm like,
yeah, but
what?
It's not like, why did you leave me? It was like, and this one was mean to me, and somebody came by and
yes.
They said something nasty about me. I didn't do that. I'm not an ugly doll. I'm a nice guy. I'm a nice boy. Like, why do they have to be so mean? And I'm like, I'm just looking at him like, because sometimes people suck, but the people that
yes.
love you are not going to tolerate that, so mom's coming for
no,
you.
No, I'm going to beat them all up. I'm going to beat them all up.
Because he's like, you don't have dolls at your house. I'm like, no, I don't. Can you come get me? I'm like, well, if I did, it'd be under certain conditions.
You wouldn't be able to talk the whole ride home.
It's not even that. I don't even mind that. It's like when we get to my house, you can't do nothing to my puppy.
Oh,
well,
my poor dog.
Maybe two of them to get them in line, but other than that, yeah. And they get into shit like dolls, like friggin' yarn shaking. Like, I picked up 3 skeins of yarn that I have to go 3 flights of stairs up and down to figure out what they entangled it in.
Oh, you know what? He would not be safe around your dogs then, because that's what his hair's made of.
That's what I'm trying to do. Conditions. Like, I may have to put
yeah.
you in a cabinet, like, above the sink, like, in the fancy dish section, you know what I mean? Like, for
he's
your
like,
own
I'm
safety, not because I don't love
again.
You. He's like, why don't you like dolls? I'm like, because I don't. All girls like dolls. And in the back of my head, I'm going, oh, because dolls creep me the fuck out. That's why.
Right. That's okay. I
what
like him enough for all of us.
Moves on you? You have one that moves on you. That's it. Peace out. I don't need that kind of drama. I got enough drama in my life. I don't need more.
Yeah, I definitely had the one that ended up sitting in the bed upright. Very weird. Super weird.
I sold mine, and I got my mother's permission. I'm like, I love you. And she's like, oh, no. I go, you know that doll that you gave me that's named Lisa that looks like a real baby? She goes, yeah. I'm like, that bitch got to go. And my mother's like, get rid of her then. I'm like, no, I'm not going to hurt her. She's going to go to a new home, Mom. And she's like, the fucking dolls, listen. I'm like, yep. She goes, the doll's been moving. I go, yep. She goes, that's all I know. I go, I know. It didn't move while it was with you, but once you gave it to me, I'm done. Peace out. Nope. Nuh-uh. Once you freak my animals out, that's it. We're gone.
Right? Oh, man.
Yeah, so there's this one doll that really doesn't like him. Like, if I was going to say she was the mean girl of the group, she'd be the mean bitch of the group.
Mm.
She takes it to a whole nother level. I don't think that soul was appreciated or treated right when she was alive as a human.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because of how she was done wrong and just mistreated and picked on, that when she moved into this doll, she sort of just, she came back different.
A
super
bitch.
Like, it's like being buried in pet. It's like being, like, taking a perfectly good angel, burying it in a pet cemetery, and then all of a sudden it becomes a demonic, you know what I mean? Like, when she was, and she likes it a little too much.
Well, tell him, don't worry about it, Mommy's going to come put that bitch in her place.
Oh my God, he's gonna
Rob, Rob will be videotaping me like having a bitch out at a doll. Watch.
Even if you like just leave the machines on, but then turn like the alarms, the notifications off, you should be okay. But I mean, he's got a story to tell.
Well,
seriously,
I'm one of
you should let him tell his story and then have it printed up. People will buy it. From the eyes of Chris.
Well, I was actually called the Chronicles.
The Chris
Chronicles.
Chronicles. I'd buy that.
Chronicles,
you heard
Chris.
Elf on the Shelf? Meet Chris.
That's right.
He has seen.
Mm-hmm. The story he has to tell. Shit,
we
got the title.
Yes.
I'd buy it.
I mean, he know how to tell it. So he's on board.
He does. He does. He likes to talk through the ghost box.
He does.
He's not, I guess he doesn't, he's not allowed to use the ghost box there, or the other spirits won't let him use the ghost box there. Again, because they sort of feel like they're family and who the hell are you?
Right.
I didn't realize it was that cutthroat, but okay. They were out in life, they're going to be ounces and up.
Even the haunted objects in the paranormal have a chip on their shoulder, just like, you know, teams.
Yeah, they got a grudge.
Right. Yep.
It's this one particular one that really has got under his skin because he's like, I don't belong, she's mean, she always reminds me that I'm not family, what are you doing here? You're never going to be family.
And
I think
he doesn't want
to
be family
to
with
make
a bitch doll like that. Screw that doll.
Like, I'm not even sure the guy that owns it knows how upset Chris is.
Oh, see,
it's
I've
like
got
to
go.
They don't even give him a chance to, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, I'm going to go tell them all off.
I go around to each dog like, and how are you today? How are you feeling? Mm-hmm. Anything I can do? I don't think anybody's doing that. And this one eye, he calls the one eye. The one eye doll that gives him the one eye.
She
tells like, you can't talk. We won't let you talk. Don't even try to talk.
What a bitch.
Sad.
She's got dark hair.
Oh, I'll find her bitch ass. I'll find her ass.
Kind of reminds me of the woman from the Munsters. She got long black hair.
Well, she better be ready because Mama Bear's coming.
I don't know if she has long black hair now, but that's how I'm seeing her. So maybe, like, as a doll, you know, how some smart-ass kid decided to cut the hair.
Well, that's because
that
bitch is ugly.
That would be kind of offensive. Yeah, well, that's probably it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll go tell her, too.
Is that bookshelf, was he not there originally?
Who, Chris?
Yeah.
The owner.
Was he in a different spot when you left him?
Yeah, he was, like, left in the corner. She just threw him in the corner.
Oh, bullshit. Stop that. Lies. His lies.
Rob, you're just stirring the pot, dude. You're going to be in that car with him. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Think twice.
Mm-hmm. Better watch out.
Listen, instead of telling you can you go wrong, you're just
nice.
Like, you know what? It's going to be okay. We never say, oh, I fucked up. You just go, oh, it's okay. We're going
right.
to, I missed you. We're going to do things. We'll get you a McDonald's French fries. You don't
yeah, focus
on
I get
the
him
fact
a Happy Meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're gonna get him a happy.
You're gonna have to ride with him, and I'm just saying, like, wow, he's got a lot to say.
Uh-huh.
Is this bookshelf that he's on? Is that a public spot? Like, people go through there?
Uh huh.
It's part of the display.
Uh huh.
Okay, so somebody farted, so you should know that.
He was very upset by that, I'm sure.
Like,
he's
telling
proper.
Me, like, oh, my God. He's telling me it could have raised the dead. They all smelt it, and it was horrible. And that one doll said to him, it was probably from you. And he goes, and it wasn't me. It was not me.
Mm-mm-mm. That girl's going to pay.
That's why I even asked if it was public, because I'm like, who the hell would do that? Like, somebody went by and just farted in your face? Like, that didn't seem right. Like, that's weird.
That's funny.
Well, I think we've double exceeded our time for tonight.
Yeah, I need to go get my baby.
Yes, please, and let me know when you do, because I don't need to have him in my dreams tonight. Thank you.
He's coming for you. We'll send them to you.
Not me. Nope. I don't have any. I do have a doll in the house. But
uh-oh.
She boxed up. She never caused nobody any problems. That's the Native American doll that my mother got me when I got married. She's in that, like, wedding attire, but she ain't never give me problems. She don't move. That other doll moved in the box.
Right.
Which is why she was put in the basement, and then when we moved across the street, my husband thought, oh, we'll just put it up here for display. No, we won't. No, we're not. Isn't it convenient she found her way on top of the Ouija box? Just saying. Ouija box
mm-hmm.
every home, too. We weren't dating material.
Oh. Right. Huh.
Yeah, this newborn has a totally different energy. Totally different.
Oh, boy.
This one, like, really, like, I think it's a female because that's what the energy I get off it, but I didn't say anything, and to my two future daughter-in-laws, they both said it feels female.
Right.
They're like, should the boy be just, like, it feels like it's happy, and I'm like, well, we did just take the covering off of it. It was like it was a sealed box. We took the seal off and everything. He said, so I'd be kind of happy to get out of the box after how many years? She says, almost as old as me.
That's pretty cool. Very cool.
All until the dog started running upstairs and those two girls started screaming like little ninnies and they're like, are you all right? I'm like, I couldn't even breathe. I was laughing so hard, but it wasn't making any noise. And these two are screaming. I have all the guys running upstairs, coming downstairs. Oh, my God, you are right. And I'll like, and be like, you're not going to say anything? I'm like, I can't breathe right now.
Huh.
You didn't even jump. I go, because it wasn't Spirit. It was your damn dog. I'm just running across the floor. My puppy's like, what, 3, 6, 8 pounds? Her dog is like 60. There's a big difference.
Right. Right.
And it scared the piss out of the two of them, and all I could do was die laughing because I knew what it was. Because, you know,
right.
Wallace stayed at my house. I know what the sound is. And they were like, oh, my God, you didn't even move. I'm like, my stuff's burning down. Oh, my God, we need the smudge. I'm like, I have the smudge down here. He goes, what the hell was that? He goes, it was your dog upstairs that caused them to start screaming. I go, we're live. People are like,
right.
Oh, you were live? Like, yeah, we were live on 2 media platforms, and all I could do was just sit there and just laugh. Everybody's like, what happened? Rewind. Go back. Show us what happened. The dog upstairs ran. Boom. Thunder. They freaked out, thought it was the Ouija board. They both jumped. The planchette went flying, and all I could do was just sit there and put my face into the rug and start laughing. I couldn't do anything. And we had the lights out. We had candles. We had the whole – no. It says you're supposed to use candles. I'm like, all right, I'll humor you guys this once, but only this time, okay? Because you really don't need the lights off. And after that,
that's
I was
funny.
Like, I think we got to keep the lights on. And then I got an EVP, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do with it. So I had her record it from her phone when I played it on the little Olympus thingy. But I don't know what I'm supposed to do with it. Like, I don't know how to check it out or anything, so I have it on there.
Hmm.
It's my first EVP that I caught with the thing.
Well, that's
awesome. We
definitely
have to do New Year's show.
He said yes. That's what he said. He said yes. So he was answering her question. And she knew exactly who the voice was, too.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, because
they're
like,
readings.
The board didn't work.
Yeah,
huh?
I think we should definitely.
Like a seance, free readings, all that stuff. So let's plan that out. Any final thoughts before we let you go? Because we've doubled the time.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Happy holidays. Be safe. Be part of the solution, not the problem. If you're required to wear a mask, wear the damn mask and do it willingly. Because I got compromised immune system. Just think you could be killing me. Do you really want to take that chance? Just saying.
No. Exactly.
All my homies on the other side.
We want you to stay on this side.
Let me know if you need anything else. You know I'm happy to help.
Will do. Thank you
so
much for
coming
on. Thanks
for joining us.
It's been fun. Thank you.
But for the groundhog thing, I am a groundhog. I thought you guys were just messing with me.
I love
it. That's a done deal.
Yeah, sold. That's you,
okay.
Dear.
Okay, hey, maybe I can go to Poxitani.
There you go.
Last year. Let's hope they're doing it this year. Well, they were closed last year. Let's hope they're doing it this year.
Fingers crossed.
If not, I have a Mrs. G. Miss G down here. She's accurate.
There you go.
All right, I'm going to go look more up on this dog because this dog's kind of weird.
Okay. Well,
I've never
have
seen
a great
small.
Night.
You too. If you guys need anything for yourselves personally from now until Christmas, just let me know. Love you.
Will do. Thank you, dear. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Well, I didn't think we'd hear from Chris.
I know.
And on Christmas, too. He's probably lonely for the holidays.
Oh, my God. Stop it. Stop it right now. Oh, my God. I'm mad at you.
He's got, like, his little Chris stocking. He just wants to go somewhere.
Stop it. Oh, my God. I don't like you right now.
He actually was named after Christmas. That's how much he loves it.
Oh, my God. Just stop it.
Poor Chris.
I'm going to drive there right now. Shut up. You're making me really mad. Oh.
Well, I'm not really sure this is a festive holiday show.
No, now I'm like ready to
something.
Cry. It was
something.
All right. Well, everyone, have a very Merry Christmas. Thanks a lot, Rob. Very sad.
That was a very odd lead into Merry Christmas.
Oh, shut up. I can't help it.
All right. Well, we'll see everyone or talk to everyone soon. And we don't. Hopefully, we'll have an update.
I'll have him with me. All right, everyone.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.